quarter 2024, March. Edouard Wagner. Forward. Far be it from me to attack or judge anyone here. Rather, it is my view of things, as I interpret it below. It may well be that one or the other thinks that this is a radical view of things. But sometimes it seems to me that you bury your head in the sand. Not reacting will resolve itself. I think this thread runs through the whole of the scriptures. As I said, this is not paternalism of anyone, but my opinion on various things at home and abroad. March 2024. Land use in the Union and Austria. The EU envisions restricting land use, or rather the concreting of nature, by 2050 to such an extent that no new areas are added. And how do they do it in Austria? For years, a goal has been discussed to reduce this from 12 hectares to 2.5 hectares, but there is no agreement on this, as is always the case. Now, however, the federal states have come on the scene and think they can counteract this with a framework law. Of course, this proposal lacks the number of 2.5 hectares to which it is to be reduced and, as a result, sanctions if this target is exceeded. Now, however, our government is making 1 billion available for the construction industry, which will probably end up in soil sealing again. There are so many buildings, both here and in the Union, that could be revitalized, but they are allowed to fall into disrepair. Another aspect of the whole thing is that there is an enormous concentration in Austria, for example in the food trade, which is also to be welcomed in part, but what does the customer get out of it? However, the prices for it are dictated by a handful of corporations and it is only about the profits to be made and not exactly about the best offer. Shopping centers are being created on the outskirts of towns, some of which can only be visited by car, which is also not conducive to the climate, and the town centers are avoided and decayed. The construction industry should think about whether it would not be cheaper to revitalize town centers with the appropriate infrastructure than to pour concrete over on the outskirts. Trump and the Supreme Court. As expected, the appeal against him regarding the deletion of individual states was upheld. They did not want to allow him on the electoral lists, which concerned the candidacy for the primary. But since the former president had already filled this Supreme Court of the USA with followers of his own during his last term in office, this decision did not come as a complete surprise. What is remarkable about this verdict, however, is that it was passed unanimously, i.e. also with the votes of the Democrats. The reason for the cancellation in individual states was that he was seen involved in the storming of the Capitol in January 2021. But just imagine what would have happened if this decision had not gone in his favor and he had been excluded from all primaries. Would there have been another rush on the Capitol, or perhaps more? Doesn't this person put himself in a light that contradicts democracy? Is this an image that America wants to display in the world? What time is the US heading for when this person is perhaps re-elected president in November? As we have heard from his last appearances and statements, he is not exactly averse to a dictatorship, even if he only means it rhetorically. Frankfurt and its integration. They have been trying to integrate the refugees for years and fail again and again. Individual states spend an enormous amount of money to integrate migrants into our society, but it can't work. In addition, they seem to genuflect to a religion by decorating the streets as if Christmas is just around the corner. Now, it should be possible to assume that when a person leaves his or her home country for whatever reason, he or she will integrate into society and not feel that he or she has to impose his or her views and opinions on the population of the recipient country. This certainly has nothing to do with the practice of religion, but much more with the fact that these people are probably better off in their new country than in their home country. One would think that they would adapt to the state. But if a city government called Frankfurt feels compelled to decorate the streets with garlands and the like for the upcoming Ramadan, this is already counterproductive as far as integration is concerned. You could save the money right away and, above all, use it in a more targeted way. Such actions only animate and promote the wave of refugees. In this way, the refugee is pretended that he does not have to pay attention to his opinion of faith as well as democracy. One can only hope that such an action does not set a precedent in a big city and that others understand this. After all, as a democratic society, We did not ask these migrants to come to us, but rather it was their intuition. One should be able to assume that they also accept our laws as well as regulations in a democracy and also adhere to them. It's true, we lack qualified skilled workers, but are these people also such when they think that they want to transfer their views and opinions to us? Congress of the European People's Party, EPP, in Bucharest. When the president of the commission stands for re-election, it is remarkable that there is no other candidate for this office. On the other hand, this person is not exactly the youngest and the concerns of the youth are not perceived too much by these people. Furthermore, it should be possible to assume that in a democratic alliance, as this union likes to call itself, opposing candidates can also be put forward. Is this job too strenuous, because it can't be due to the salary? But as far as the age of heads of states and alliances is concerned, a generational change should soon take place. If you look at the age structure of such people in various countries, it is sometimes over 60 years. One could almost think that such rulers only want to keep and consolidate their reasons. Whether this is in the interest of future humanity is questionable. Many younger people should be allowed to be elected to such positions, because after all, it is also about their future on a planet worth living on. Of course, the continued existence of our planet is important to young people and not exactly where new locations are created that are then used for the production of weapons. This generation has different views on what their future should look like, so they should be involved in the day-to-day affairs and not, like the older generation, glued to their armchairs. Is the EU still democratic? It may well be that in a community of 27 countries it is not always possible to be of the same opinion. But one of the basic principles of this union is that decisions are taken that are also in line with a democracy. However, there are always states that see things differently, and there are plenty of examples in the EU. It was a basic idea of this club to stand united against the other great powers, but individual members always break away. It may well be that you will see a certain shift to the right on this globe, but where is the united appearance towards the big ones? Some rulers of these member states also sympathize with an aggressor who is responsible for tens of thousands of deaths. Where, then, is the basic democratic idea of such persons? Apparently, they have lost this history of the last century. Hard to beat in irony. There are more than 2 million people in the Gaza Strip who are on the verge of starvation, and they are seriously considering supplying this population from the sea. In addition, it can be heard that aid deliveries are blocked on the border with Egypt and only allowed to a small extent. Has Israel already reached the point where it accepts the starvation of the people and contrasts this with the complete destruction of Hamas? It may well be that the terrorists are also supported by such food, but how do people get to starve because of it? It seems that more attention is paid to bloodlust than to the lives of the population. But it is true, as history has shown us time and time again, that people who do not have basic foodstuffs are willing to do anything. The idea of transporting such food by sea is hardly helpful in this context. For this path, the infrastructure must first be created, which does not currently exist. Only until this is created, weeks and months will certainly pass. However, the population needs these funds now in the future, not in the distant future. It would be much easier and, above all, faster to open the border crossing with Egypt and not block it. If, for lack of basic foodstuffs, the people of the Gaza Strip rebel in one form or another, then once again it is not the fault of the blockaders, but of the terrorists. It's the same as always, in politics you always take the more difficult path than using existing infrastructure. One could almost think that such actions are also driving the spiral of escalation. But who is to blame if you react on the injured side? Wave of strikes in Germany. When you keep hearing about new strikes in our neighboring country, the actors seem to be unaware of what they are doing. It is true that the employees are now taking a stronger position, because they are looking for skilled workers who are in short supply. In the same breath, however, it is also remarkable how various people on the part of the employers stuff their pockets with sometimes excessive fees. And that's not even talking about bonuses and the like. Now, however, the Federal Republic of Germany is not exactly a small economic factor, but rather other countries and economic partners are much more dependent on the German economy as a driving force, if one thinks of Austria, for example. It may be that one thinks first of one's own livelihood, but with demands with an economic aspect, one should also pay attention to what such wishes achieve. If such strikes then initiate that this causes damage to the national economy and that in the millions, then there should be more understanding from those involved, and not exactly on the streets with demonstrations. If such strikes are not brought under control soon, it would certainly not be beneficial to the global economy. Whether the individual actors are also aware of this is apparently another question. Elections in Russia. If the citizens of this great power are called to the ballot box in the next few days, this can certainly not be described as a free election. They are supposed to elect the president for the next few years. But since all opposition has been prevented from taking part in such a vote from the very beginning, the question arises as to how democratically it will be conducted. The incumbent has already been confirmed as president before this decision and is also called Putin, as he has been for years. In any other democratic state, you can choose from several candidates or parties. This also applies to some extent to these elections, only the opponents have no chance. So why hold such a vote when you can already assume who will win this election? This is certainly not just about freedom of choice, but also about a lot of money being blown up just to avoid the appearance that this vote is being carried out in a dictatorship, one might think. It is only necessary to observe how the voter turnout is. If this were very low, one could already see that the sovereign does not exactly agree with the leadership style of the current president. Own radio and television for the rulers. Is this today's way to grab the media? As can be observed again and again, it is the case that very soon after an election to the respective parliament or even to the head of state of a country, the rulers try to attract both print media and other media. This is particularly evident in Slovakia. Prime Minister Robert Fico is in the process of drafting legislation to restructure the public broadcaster RTVS. Now, as a citizen, you should be able to assume that you will be informed independently as well as seriously. It is a fundamental right of a democracy that politics interferes in this area, or so one would assume. First you get the media on your side and then, as a next step, the judiciary. To be seen and heard in one of the largest democracies. Where is or is the difference between democracy and dictatorship? As has often been mentioned, the form of government of a democracy has proven itself over thousands of years, which can hardly be said of a dictatorship. This form calls for free reporting and an independent judiciary. Thus, one might think that if such people try to face an election, then the background of democratic thinking should also be there. Dictatorships have an expiration date, which is not very long in coming, unlike democracies. Health data and its security. Now the Union apparently wants to store the health data of individual citizens centrally. The reasoning is that you can react much more efficiently to changes in your state of health. However, it is also the case that data from around 450 million citizens can be seen. It may well be that a treatment in the European area would be easier to achieve, but who is allowed to access everything? Now we hear again and again from this union what absurd proposals are being made. One could cite, for example, the curvature of cucumbers. Yes, there are supposed to be quite a few restrictions on who is allowed to access such sensitive data. However, this also authorizes the pharmaceutical industry to be able to make use of it. On the one hand, it is of course useful when it comes to researching new treatment methods, but who guarantees the protection of our personal data? You can also hear again and again from this union that they are very careless with them. In addition, it should also be noted that there are a lot of lobbyists active in this organization, and certainly also from the pharmaceutical industry. Nor can there be any guarantee that such a large amount of data will be safe from misuse. Furthermore, such a large amount of data is extremely valuable to every hacker in the world. Again, one might think that such a legislative proposal forms a basis where many doors are open, which various corporations as well as private individuals or hackers take advantage of at the expense of the individual EU citizen. Former president and his carnage. You've heard a lot about this person. For example, he speaks of a bloodbath if he were to lose in the upcoming election campaign in November. That this was certainly not just a rhetorical blunder is certainly not the case. As we all know, his sayings persuaded his followers to oppose the vote of the sovereign. This was the storming of the capital. But if he then goes on to make such statements are extremely dangerous for one of the largest democracies on the planet. But since this statement was not exactly specified by him, one can only hear bad things from it. This raises the question of how far the citizen follows him, when one can also read from such sayings that this could lead to a civil war. He has proven in the past that he is willing to do a lot. In November, the citizens should think very carefully about who they are voting for and whether or not they want to continue to live in peace if they follow the theses of this former president. Such heads of state not only endanger national peace, but are also extremely dangerous to the rest of the world. A good 2 years ago, we saw what such or similar sayings can do when you think of Russia, for example. Are we facing a world war? In order to have peace, Europe must prepare for war, according to EU Council President Charles Michel. Is that true? When a former president wants to hold NATO accountable for its security spending, one might almost think that this is true. Isn't it the case that for years and decades they relied on the fact that nothing would happen or that some aggressors were underestimated? The phase of broken austerity as far as defense spending is now taking its toll. It's true that the money was invested in probably more necessary matters, but this was apparently too little when you think of global warming. Of course, now that there are several armed conflicts, tens of billions are being pumped into the defense of nation states, meaning that such wars will come to an end. It's just that such rulers hardly care about rearmament, but they perceive it as a provocation and thus turn the screw of violence further. If such a president in office of the council allows himself to be carried away by such statements, it seems to be true. Only if this really becomes reality, one can write off this planet, because the arsenal of weapons could destroy the Earth umpteen times over. It is only to be noticed again and again that individuals impose their views on the respective citizen just to demonstrate their power. Do we need refugees? There is a border between the state of Texas and Mexico that is about 3,000 kilometers long, and this is repeatedly fueled by discussions in the media. The latest plan is to arrest and deport migrants from these South American countries as soon as they set foot on American soil. However, it can also be observed that they seem to have the same problems with immigration as in Europe. You can't close such borders and then think that this wave of refugees is over. In Europe, there is also the fact that these people are socially supported, which falls on the head of the domestic taxpayer. Wouldn't it be easier to support the countries from which these people are fleeing on the spot before they flee to us? Again and again, only proposals are implemented that do not fundamentally solve the problem. Everything that has been carried out in recent years has hardly had the effect of minimizing the flow of refugees, on the contrary. For example, the Union is setting up detention camps outside with quite a lot of money from the EU, and yet the flow of migrants does not stop. However, since there is a desperate search for skilled workers in both Europe and America, the conditions for such people should be made easier and not exactly the hurdles for them should be raised. Is nuclear power alternative? How far will European politicians go if they push for this generation of electricity from nuclear power? Now there are 100 nuclear power plants in the Union, and more are to be added if the responsible politicians have their way. On the one hand, this type of electricity generation is the most expensive, which is certainly charged to the end customer, and on the other hand, the disposal of radioactive waste has not yet been regulated. Do we want to leave behind ticking time bombs for the next generations over thousands of years, or are there once again individuals or groups who demand such buildings? It's just that we'll need a lot more electricity in the future, if you think about e-mobility, for example. But regardless of whether this electricity comes from nuclear mailers or from hydropower, the lines are not equipped for it. The money needed for the construction of nuclear power plants would be used much more efficiently, or would it be negating another problem? One should pay much more attention to the expansion of pipelines before digging nuclear power plants out of the ground, which are also not considered safe. If one thinks of the war in Ukraine, where military actions are being taken next to a nuclear power plant. The absurdity of this is that such works are subsidized with taxpayers' money. 650,000 apartments uninhabited. If you listen to the discussion about how to bring these housing options to tenants and buyers, for example, you can only wonder. For example, a rent cap is being considered, which is unlikely to have much effect. In addition, it should be noted that in Austria a good 12 football pitches are concreted over, because perhaps the prices for land on the outskirts of town are cheaper there. As a result, town and city centers are degenerating into ghost towns. Of course, there are old buildings there that don't exactly meet today's standards either, but perhaps one should make a calculation to see whether a revitalization would not be cheaper than wasting fertile soil for the next generations. It's already clear that any intervention in the market with a rent cap, for example, is already risky. But it is also the case that there are some speculators who want to supplement their own salary with housing. However, there is also, and this is probably also the case in other countries, a ZMR, Central Population Register. This shows whether a main residence owner or secondary residence owner is registered in this residential property. Why not use this data to take advantage of vacant rental properties? You don't have to think about a lid for it, you just have to use such entries. So you don't have to think about how much new living space you should create. However, this does not only affect the private sector, but also retail. Shopping centers are springing up on the outskirts of towns, which are unlikely to pay off for the operator sooner or later. But apparently, such chains want to put pressure on the competition as they create more and more centers. In Austria, we have already reached the point where a handful of retail groups dominate the market with their prices. This cannot be in the interests of the consumer if prices are dictated to him by such concentrations. If you follow this trend any further, there will probably be hardly any meadows, forests and fertile soil in the future. Whether this is beneficial to the climate and future generations can very well be denied. Trump and the judiciary. Apparently, the judiciary still works in this democracy. Hardly anything helps if he knows how to prevent such processes with non-acceptance and appeals. But since the deposit has been reduced by a good 70%, it is also questionable. Even if it is only $175 million, it will be interesting to see how he intends to raise this money. He is repeatedly accused of cheating on his finances, and now he has to find backers to finance this payment. But it is also the case again and again that it is hardly comprehensible to the citizen how such people come to such wealth. If an amount is then demanded that is unlikely to harm his wealth, he must then rely on sponsors. Well, the judiciary has reacted correctly in any case, because everyone should be equal before the law, regardless of their financial background. It will only be interesting to see whether the indictments and trials can be concluded by the election campaign in November. It should not be the case that an elected president should rule from prison, even if the American judiciary does not rule it out. Whether both candidates are predestined for such an office in one of the largest democracies in the world is questionable when you think about their age. Asylum centers outside the Union. Except for costs, nothing has been. This is how such ideas could be qualified. Britain tried centers in Rwanda and Italy said that an asylum center should be set up in Albania to stem the flow of refugees into the EU. Only then should one quantify the costs for it on the one hand and on the other hand whether this is of any use at all. These refugees are now standing at the borders of the Union and think they already have a ticket to the EU. And what does the Union do then? They are deporting these people to a camp outside the Union. The fact that there are costs that the transfer of these people entails is apparently hardly aware of by these decision makers. Another question is how safe it is in such centers that these refugees will remain in this camp. Until now, these people have been allowed into the Union and they have not even been able to check whether they were complying with our laws or even hiding. How is that supposed to be done in such camps? The EU is making enormous sums of money available to the North African states, for example, to create such centers, but the flow of refugees does not leave because of this. It is true that every member of the Union should abide by international laws and conventions, but these hardly imply that such migrants are financed for months and years with tax money from EU citizens. There should soon be a rethink on the part of the decision makers in the Union. Nuclear power plant in France. In the summer, a nuclear power plant will be connected to the French grid, which took 17 years to build. Due to such a period of construction, the costs for this have also skyrocketed to a good 13.2 billion. Such facts must also be explained to the domestic citizen as to how such a thing can be. Finally, he will also be asked to pay if he uses that electricity. It may well be, and these can probably only be estimates, that the production in this power plant covers the annual energy demand for Paris. The only question then is how much this electricity costs the end customer. Now the EU wants to switch to alternative energy and is pushing the most expensive electricity by means of nuclear power plants. It's true that if we want to move away from fossil fuels, more truly green electricity must also be generated through alternatives. The Union also said some time ago that nuclear power would be green. Of course, there are no greenhouse gases and CO2 emissions, but who still has the solution for the disposal of the used fuel rods that continue to radiate for thousands of years? One might assume that generating electricity by means of nuclear power is not green, but dangerous for our planet. But whether this comes to the minds of decision makers and politicians is very questionable. Apparently, as is so often the case, financial backgrounds play a role.